Blog Talk Radio.
You ready. Good evening, podcast audience. It's Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, and it's time for the world premiere podcast, The Attic is an urban-based podcast. All founding members are from the beautiful, toxic state of New Jersey. Now, my team, the folks that helped me put together this podcast, I got Big Brother, the Messenger, got my baby sister, and my baby brother. We have Sister Tippy, and we have Nurse Carmen. Now, if you'll give me 60 of your minutes, guaranteed to entertain you. And again, we want to make Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, an event in your podcast life. Every Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, we want you tuned into The Attic. Good evening, podcast audience. It's co-producer, and I'm here tonight with the podcast on Blog Talk Radio, a Hodge to Hodge production called The Attic. You know, people ask me, how long do I think this podcast is going to be around?
Forever and ever and ever and ever. We will be here forever. Do you understand that? Get what I'm saying? Forever.
So I hope that answers the question on how long this podcast will be airing. Hey, good evening, Cass. How's everybody doing tonight?
Hello.
Hey, what up?
Everybody's good. That's good to hear. Hey, we got some interesting topics tonight that we want to talk about. But before we start talking about anything, I'm going to ask that we have a 24-second of silence in honor of my man Kobe Bryant. So let's right now, let's have 24 seconds of silence for Kobe Bryant. Okay, we gave him a couple extra seconds because he is the Black Mamba. Hey, good evening. Welcome to Hodge to Hodge on Podcast Radio. Hey, listen, a tragic thing happened in the lives of a lot of people this week, and that was the passing of the superstar from the Los Angeles Lakers, Kobe Bryant. And before we go any further, I just want to take a second and just read some of this man's accomplishments, man. 18 times All-Star, 5 NBA championships, 5 times All-NBA defensive teams, 4 times MVP, 2007-2008 MVP. The brother was so tough that in the Staples Center, both of his jerseys, number 8 and 24, hangs from the rafters. 2-time scoring champ, 15-time All-NBA, 1996-97 All-Rookie, and 2-time MVP Finals. So, again, this is a great loss to the basketball community. And from what I'm understanding, Kobe as a person or as a man, it's a great loss to a lot of other avenues of life. So I want to say hats off to you, Kobe, man. I mean, I didn't know you personally. But you was mean when it got on the basketball court.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody could argue that point. Now that we've got the accolades out of the way, or spoken about, because they'll never be out of the way, it brings us to a report done by a reporter. And I got to say, this is just foul on so many levels. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually play the clip. And Charlamagne the God don't mind that I used a clip off the Breakfast Club. But what they did was they amplified what it said. You know, we can normalize on equalizers. I have that capability here in this studio. But I'm going to play a clip, and then let's talk about that clip just for a second. Give me 21 seconds.
Now let's play Alison Moore with the N-word normalized. You can hear it in HD.
Like the kind of star that was perfectly cast on the Los Angeles
Now, I'm gonna get this conversation started because I'm sorry, I can't even get this nonsense off. Yeah, I'm gonna get this conversation started. Alison Morrison, now I don't know what you were thinking, I don't know where your head was at, but for you to come up and try to convince anybody that you tried to combine Lakers and Knicks together, I think it's a intelligent play on words. But you know what you said, and I'm sorry I heard that, and I listened to it on slow motion. I listened to it at different speeds, and the woman said, niggas. Now, I believe, somebody in the studio said, well, we're going to put the cover up together, and let's mix Knicks and Lakers. But no, I'm sorry. You are a reporter. Part of what you do is to enunciate. I'm not buying that with nicker or whatever. She said nigger. Because when I listened to what she said, this is what I listened for. I was hoping to hear Nick in any part of what she said, but clear as day, that woman said nig, and I'm sorry. She don't get a pass on that. She don't get a pass on that. Now, let me ask, did anybody else hear that and think they heard anything other than nigger? Well, nigger.
I'm going with nigger.
You heard
I'm
going to
say she actually combined the Knicks and the Lakers together. I'm going to give her a pass.
Why would you do
I know
that?
She ain't that crazy to get on TV and do something like that.
Why not?
Because she wouldn't have no place to go after that.
Really?
She would have to sleep in that studio.
She'd be out of a job. What did they do to her? Did they fire her?
Everybody's just so sensitive now.
No, you know what? And here's my thing. I mean, again, we can agree to disagree, but I heard nigga. That's what I heard. I heard it in
story. I heard what you heard.
You hear what you want to hear.
Well, no, it's not what I want to hear. I heard what she said. Now, here's what I'm saying. I am not advocating that she be fired. Not what I'm talking about. What I'm simply saying is she said what I think she said, nigga, and whatever the penalty is for that offense in their line of arbitration or discipline is what she should receive. See, I'm not saying
I want
take
her drawn and quartered.
Well, normally when somebody say that word, it normally ends with dead nigga.
Well, no, man, get out of here.
It's apropos in that particular instance.
No. Well, anybody else got any comments on what they think they heard?
I did not hear that.
Me and my husband were actually watching it in real time when it happened. And my husband, he stopped it and rewinded back and said, Did you hear what she just said? And I said to him, nah, she couldn't have said that. And he rewinds it back and played it again. And he looked at me and said, she said that. And I, like baby boy, said, she must have got tripped up with her words or made a mistake, because I also felt there's no way she could have possibly said that on national television, knowing what the repercussions of that would have been. So I'm thinking it must have been, it must have just been where she got tripped up with her words or made a mistake. But my husband said, no, she said, nigga.
Well,
it was
see,
no
now here,
that's what
now,
she
now,
said. But I
my,
thought she got mixed up with her words. And,
well, now,
and it, you know, so but he said, no, she said, nigger.
One would
so
think
I don't,
that,
I don't know.
Now, one would think that she got tripped up with her words. And let me say this to you. I don't sit here and say she meant to say it, but I'm sitting here saying it was so readily available in her vocabulary, it ain't a word she ain't used to saying. Now, again,
thank you
that,
very much.
That I'll agree with you. That I'll agree
now,
with you. I don't think,
again, that's,
but
not,
I don't
now,
think
that's
that,
possible.
I don't think that particular time, she, to me, I think she combined Knicks and Lakers together, and it just came out like that.
Right,
sometimes you can say something
happened.
That sounds
that's
like
what I,
something,
I,
but
that's
it
what
ain't.
I thought happened, but
yeah.
My husband said, no, he disagreed with me.
Well, let me ask you this then. Why do you think that she would mix the Knicks and the Lakers if we're talking about Kobe Bryant? That's come on.
Maybe,
Kobe Bryant.
I mean, sometimes
no.
You can just get mixed up with your team.
The Knicks,
it can happen.
The Knicks and Lakers, the Knicks and Lakers had played a basketball game.
Right, and she
no.
just got mixed up
you
with
know
her
what?
Team.
Yeah.
It was just an honest
no.
mistake. She got mixed up.
So damn used to using the word.
Correct.
It didn't matter.
There you go. That's all I'm saying.
I want her
she
drawn
got,
in court.
She, now, once again, and again, my position is that she said it. I don't try to hand out what punishment she get. I'm just simply saying she said it. And again, when I listened to it, again, I didn't hear Nick. I heard Nig. I heard that G in there. And for somebody
no.
to get, I heard it. I'm telling you what I heard. This is what I heard. Now, again, I heard it at all different speeds. In fact, let's just listen to it again.
The kind of star that was perfectly tapped on the Los Angeles Knicks.
Can you turn it up? Because I can't really hear it.
Yeah, you got to put it closer.
Now, let's play Alison Morris with the N-word normalized. You can hear it in HD.
The kind of star that was perfectly tapped on the Los Angeles Knicks. Los Angeles Knicks have you been invited to stay with us?
No. No, she don't
I
get
heard
no
the I. How
did
yeah.
you hear about it?
I heard the I.
Yeah. Well,
how did
huh?
you hear about it? How did you hear about it?
On
oh,
online.
My,
on
my daughter played it
not
back.
Not you, OG.
On
not
the
who?
Phone.
A co-producer, how did you hear about this clip?
On the internet.
So... Right, but I'm saying I think because it came to you with a certain connotation to it, that's what you're looking for.
Can
no.
you be my lawyer if I get in trouble?
No. But here's the thing, though. In all honesty, that's not what I was looking for because I'm looking at it, and when I listen to it, I hope to hear Knickers or something of that nature. I hope to hear that because
Knickers.
It would have Naker, whatever he said, Nake. What she said? She said Naker. No, she said nigger. But I was hoping.
She,
to,
but why? Why would she?
Let me tell
why?
You. I don't know. Listen, again, I never said it was intentional. She said it
I
because
know.
That's probably some comfortable shit that they talk about when she's in the comfort of her home, and that
exactly.
don't make her bad
word.
Either. Yeah,
the
and that don't make her bad either. Right.
The way I heard it was in a clip from you, and it had the big caption on it that she said
okay.
the N-word. And I mean, I think it. I think
okay.
when it comes to you that way, me, you, whoever, that's what you're looking to hear.
You're gonna
I
hear it.
Right. There's no way she said that. There's no
that's
way.
Not, no. I, you know what? I'll put it to you like this. Okay. You'll be able to tell because right now, because it's Kobe Bryant, because this got mass media, trust and believe, MSNBC, oh, they're going to slow that shit down to the millisecond, and they're going to find out what the hell she says, and you'll be able to tell because if they don't fight her, they've listened to that, and they've decided that it's just a bad mistake, but we're going to work with you on it. But when they fire her ass...
But that's not right, and that's what it should be. G and K are hard consonants. That's how they
no.
are said. And I'm telling you, it,
okay.
I've listened to it 14 times. There's no chance that woman said the N-word nor did he do it intentionally, which we all agree on.
Well, again, yes. Yeah, we all agree it wasn't intentional, but the shit happened. And because it happened, oops, I'm sorry. I think the penalty should be just a little more than that. That's all I'm saying.
And I don't think, and I absolutely 100% say, I don't believe this is a black people say one thing and white people say one thing. You know what I mean? I don't think it, I mean, I'm not agreeing with her because she's white. I mean, most of my black friends have said she did not say the N-word.
Well, again,
I mean, I'm just telling you.
Okay. All of my black friends seem to think that she did. And again, I listened to it, and regardless of what anyone thinks, and again, I'm so serious when I say I slowed it down and listened to it amplified because I wanted to find. I wanted to hear Nick because I didn't want to believe that, again, intentional or not.
Yeah, actually, when you slow it down, it sounds even, you know, it doesn't sound like she's, you know, she's going at regular speed. So you're going to hear, especially if you're in your head, you don't know it, though, but you're looking for that. So you're going to hear what you want to hear, especially if you hear anybody else saying that.
Okay.
Amen.
I heard it. I don't buy it.
Well, let's just agree to disagree.
Yeah, and that's what it is. And again, that's why we have these kind of conversations. Now, once again, whether she said it and they fire her, somebody's got a lot of noise in the background. Whether they said it, whether she said it and they fire her or not, you know, again, that's an issue that the company, their company is going to have to deal with. But I'm simply saying more people than not seem to think that she slipped up and said it. And again, I'm standing strong on the position that she said it because that was some comfortable language that she was used to, and it came out, and it just came out.
Well, I think it's a combination of all three.
Okay.
And
she's comfortable saying that word around.
What was the outcome? What did they end up doing to her?
She was suspended. So for them to suspend her, they could have not thought that she said something wrong when she did. They had to have thought she said something that wasn't appropriate.
That's also damage control.
Well, and they also could have felt like they needed to do something because of the media and because of what the outcry of how everybody felt about it. They might have felt like they needed to do something.
Right, to cool off the situation a little bit.
Right.
But see,
not because she actually did. They might have just felt pressure to do something.
No. That's how you nip it in the bud. You get in front of it.
Right.
And
to not do anything could have also been looked at as a negative also. So they had to do something.
Let me say this too. I'll say this, though, and I'll go on a limb with this one. If MSNBC decides that she did say what a lot of people think she said, then they're going to terminate her. But before the ink dries on her termination, I'm willing to bet you Fox News will pick her up.
It does sound that way. When you listen to it, it does. But like I said, I just couldn't believe she would be that crazy to say that.
Right.
Why? Why?
And again,
but when
I didn't
you listen to it, it does sound that way. But I just couldn't fathom that she would be that crazy to do it.
Really?
Don't put it back any of them.
Well, all I'm saying
not on national television like that. Not on national television with that kind of coverage doing a Kobe story like that under that type of situation.
Well, listen,
I was like,
how about the lady you talk about doing a Kobe? The woman that works for NPR. In the middle of her crap, she brought up the rape allegation. Now, why that?
Well, now, wait a minute.
NPR suspended her.
Now, let me see. Now, hold on. We're getting off track a little bit, but I got to comment on that. And I got to say, that was distasteful. That was distasteful on her part, the NPR radio host. But I don't think that was to. Now, I can see the lady saying, nigga, Los Angeles niggas. I can see them taking action on her. But the lady who aired that rape charge on Kobe, I don't think that's bad journalism. I'm sorry, because you got to remember
they're
now.
They're giving his story.
It was the wrong time to do it.
The trials and tribulations and things, the ups and downs of his career.
That's all I'm saying. That's what that was.
It was the wrong time to do it.
No.
By the way,
again.
I just want to say for the record, he would have got away with that too out there in Colorado. when he bent over that chair and poked her in the butt, she got mad. Just for the
but,
record.
I'm not a Kobe fan.
Wait.
I think that was bad form.
What I'm trying to say is, just talking about the story itself, I don't think that the story happened. So when she played it, I mean, I don't buy that bad time and shit because you got to remember now, we love Kobe as a person, as a basketball player, but everybody ain't Kobe fans, and journalists is trying to sell newspapers or get listeners. So when she posted that story, I'll bet you it boosted her ratings a little bit. So I don't buy the bad timing thing, and I don't buy them firing her. Me personally, I think it was in real bad taste, but that's the nature of that beast.
It was inappropriate.
You got to remember, I don't know how long she's been on the job, but she was probably nervous. A big story like that?
Let me tell you something. If I'm breaking into the news, right, and again, it ain't a rumor. It's an actual story. Actual conclusions were drawn out. So, again, I don't have a real heartache with her casting that story. Again, I definitely think bad taste, but I mean that's what journalists do.
Well, I mean, but it's a time and place for all things, and that wasn't the time or the place for that.
I mean, who determines that? You got to strike if you're a journalist, you got to strike when the iron's hot. And again, just like on this podcast tonight, Kobe's hot. So what are we doing? A whole show on Kobe Bryant again? But we're doing on different aspects. But again, when situations present themselves. If that is the area of work that you find yourself in, you got to grab it. But let me say this to you, though.
But we were paying respect and honoring him, you know.
Well, that's
but
because
nobody was disrespecting him.
That's because we love him. Everybody didn't love that man. So we can't expect our love.
Not all of us. OG said he wasn't a fan, but he didn't disrespect him.
Well, when I say love, I mean, don't get me wrong. I wasn't never really a big Kobe fan. I mean, he was a mean basketball player. I was never a fan. But again, you feel love for people like that. And again,
right,
I never met
again,
him. I never shook his hand.
But my point I'm making is you didn't disrespect him. And there lies the difference. What she did was disrespectful.
She did her, I think she did a job. Bad, it could be called bad timing or whatever, but I'll bet you, even after they fired her, I bet you the ratings went up in that area. But let's move on for 1 second here to now that the untimely passing of Kobe, people seem to want to get that a memorandum started to change the logo on the NBA to Kobe Bryant. Now, let me say this. Jerry West is a big proponent of that. Now, I want to say this, and please, 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 Kobe fans, don't take heartache to this. But there's another person. Don't take heartache to this, man. But if you're talking about
change what logo? Emblem, wait a minute. Change what logo?
On the NBA. NBA, the basketball.
NBA
team,
logo.
Look like he's bouncing the basketball.
It's insanity.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But again, most people think that that's Jerry West. But Jerry West himself says he don't get paid for that, and he don't know if that's him or not. But most people think it's Jerry West. But nonetheless, again, that is a beautiful gesture to want to rechange that image to Kobe Bryant. But I'm going to say I'm not with that because if they're going to change that logo, I'm sorry. There's only one person that logo can be changed for, and that's MJ, man. I'm sorry. You can't give that away. You can't do that like that.
I say change it for Bill Russell.
No, not even
see, that's,
Bill.
That's
I'm sorry.
The thing, though. If they change that to a basketball player and you can actually identify with that basketball player, that means then the NBA is going to have to pay that ex-basketball player or whoever that person is, and they ain't doing that.
Well, again,
right.
I think
pay now.
Well, they don't pay now. That's right, because they say it's Jerry West, but Jerry West said himself he don't receive no royalties from that, so he's not saying that.
So even if it is him, because the NBA said it's not him, they ain't
right.
got the pay.
Okay. So, but I'm simply saying, prestigious honor such as that, and don't get me wrong, but Kobe, you was a bad boy. You still are a bad boy. I'm just simply saying, if they're going to consider changing that logo, this to me, there's only and don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm a LeBron James fan from day one to now. In fact, I'm more of a LeBron fan than I'm ever going to be a Michael fan. But if you're going to change that logo, the only person I think that's worthy to take that would be Michael Jordan.
Agree.
Ooh. Yeah, only Michael Jordan.
Another thing happened real quick. This guy was on Sports Center. He was talking about Kobe, like, you know, how hard of work he was and stuff like that. And he slid up and was talking about how he used to take helicopters to practice before, you know, to get there before everybody else.
Right.
It's just like the people that were sitting around him, everything just got real quiet. And then he apologized for mentioning the helicopter.
No, man. I mean, come on. I mean, if that's what he did, that's – I mean, you can't walk around on eggshells. It ain't like he said, I'm glad his helicopter went down. But if that's what he did, that's what he did. I mean, you know, it's a tragic situation. It is. But – and the more and more people talk about it, you know, first of all, let me say, it's just awesome when you've never met anybody and their passing makes you feel that emotional. I mean, that's a wonderful thing. I mean, that shows that their life had a little more meaning to it than just basketball, if you know what I mean. Because I know people who were like just bawling their eyes out crying, never met Kobe, never shook Kobe's hand, but that connection was there. And a lot of people can't have that. A lot of people can't have that. And he was one of those players that had that. So, you know,
I mean, my heart really went out to the daughter. I mean, 13 years old, at least Kobe lived. And no, I mean, I most respect to him. My heart goes out to all the families. All the families, I think the 9 people that were on there, not just
right.
him alone, but all the 9 people that were on there and their families. I mean, it was
right.
tragic. But,
definitely.
You know, the kids, but the children, those 13-year-olds,
yep.
they never even got a chance to live their lives.
That's
you know,
right.
It was just tragic. All of it was just tragic.
It was. And again, you know, Kobe wasn't the only one who lost life in that accident. But again, his name being that big name that everybody knows and can identify to. But I do.
Right.
Mad love goes out to all the families of all the people who
right.
lost family members in that accident.
Absolutely.
But again, you know, I don't think that the NBA should jump the gun and change that logo. Now, and again, there's going to be something monumental done in his honor. Because again, I mean, the man was bad. You know what I'm saying?
He's going into the Hall of Fame, correct? He's going into the Hall of Fame, right?
That's kind of definite.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, his stats are going to make sure that happens, man.
Yeah.
But you know, again, and because I am a LeBron James fan, I think I'm gonna close the show off with this note. I think it was wonderful when LeBron passed Kobe as a scoring title, while Kobe was still breathing. They got to share that special moment, man. And you know, you can say all the cool shit you want to say about somebody when they're gone, but you got to ask yourself again, when they were here and you had the opportunity to break bread with them, did you? You know, because nothing's worse than we could break bread while you was here. Now I'm so sad that you're gone. Why? I mean, you know what I'm saying? So again, I'm glad that LeBron and Kobe got to share that special moment. And again, LeBron showed them that, you know, mad respect to you and what you do, man, what you did. Mad respect.
Tracy McGrady was talking about how he was talking with Kobe one time. They was having a conversation, and Kobe was saying he'd like to die young.
Yeah.
So he can be immortalized.
Well.
Did he really?
Yeah, I've seen that.
He said Kobe actually went out the way Kobe wanted to go out, man. I mean, no, don't get me wrong. Nobody, it wasn't planned. But when you speak of this is how I'd like to go, and then you actually go that way, again, there's something greater than sadness there. Do you follow me?
Also, he had a thing, what do you want to call it, a promise with his wife that neither one of them would fly at the same time. So if something happened, at least one of them would be there for the kids.
Okay. Hey, so listen, that brings our podcast to an end tonight. Again, I just wanted to get out on this situation, which I still feel that the reporter from MSNBC was out of line. You are paid to report annunciation. That's part of your job. Had it been a everyday person, maybe we could look at that FUPA. But no, you don't get a pass on that because your job is to enunciate and give the news the way people can receive it. So that's all we have from the Attic tonight. And I want to say good night to the cast, and we'll be back next Wednesday. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah. Oh. Show's over. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
What?
Oh. You gave me a look like I did something. I'm going to apologize before I know what it was. I tried that with my mom. She was like, you know what? It don't matter. I'm kicking your ass anyway. Like,
where's your later?